Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So I'm going to tell you how to pronounce that word, G-I-F, coming up. But first, we just heard Remember You Young, and I was just reading from Jimmy Allen. Remember, he starred in
our ski day.
Yeah, he was so great. So he said he loves thinking about his childhood. And I love that, right? Like, cause think about it. Everybody has a childhood. Mm-hmm. And when we look back, we like to remember all the good stuff. He said, for me, all my favorite memories from childhood are going fishing, going to softball games in my father's truck. He's like, and I get to just think about my dad all the time.
Oh, that's
so
great.
That's one of his favorite things to do.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. We talked about this a little bit, but now we have some more details that The Bachelor is doing a spinoff for senior citizens. And this is fantastic. According to ABC's casting site, they say, give us your grumpiest old men. Give us your goldenest girls. Now casting seniors looking for love. Are you entering your golden years and looking for romance? The producers of The Bachelor are looking for active and outgoing single men and women in their golden years for an exciting new dating show. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do we want grumpiest old men? I guess that makes for good.
Now, The Bachelor, Bachelorette, there's been like, what, 20-something seasons of them, right?
Yeah.
And I think maybe in total I've watched 8 minutes. That show, this senior dating, I will be there on my couch with popcorn episode one. It just sounds hysterical,
right? But
what
happens if it gets sexy?
Oh, my God.
Right? I mean, that's what I mean. Like, is that gross or is that cool? Is there a line? Should we be proud? I don't know how to feel about it.
Do you want to watch? Like, would you watch?
I think I might watch. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you know how I feel about The Bachelor. And
yeah.
Those girls are just, so I don't know.
Thank you for being a friend.
I mean, right? Like you throw Rue McClanahan in there. We're talking. That's sexy Bachelor going on, right? Blanche.
Once Blanche
gets
involved.
But do you want to see Dorothy go on dates? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think
so. It's a big question. Okay, now listen, the age-old question of how to pronounce GIF or JIF is finally coming to an end. Because on March 1st, the peanut butter company JIF is rolling out a new container of peanut butter. They have teamed up with GIF to settle the great debate over how to pronounce the looping image format that has taken over the internet. So JIF, the peanut butter, is pronounced with a soft G.
Okay.
The other one is pronounced with a hard G. GIF.
Sold. Okay.
It's GIF. So now we know. So you're going to see two. See, look at them.
And
you're
going to
see two containers
exactly
of peanut butter.
Exactly the same, just with.
Yes. GIF is G. And JIF is spelled with a J.
So when you go to the grocery store and you want the new jar of peanut butter, do you have to ask the grocery store person, can you show me where the GIF is?
That would be hilarious.
Confusing. I'd say, where's the Peter Pan?
Hey, by the way, don't forget, coming up at in the 8 o'clock X-Files, so that happens at like 8:37-ish,
mm-hmm.
Garth Brooks calling us. Garth Brooks.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
What do Brad Paisley, Tim McGraw, and a leg lamp have in common? They were all part of Brad's Instagram post recently and more. And you're going to get to hear it coming up. The leg lamp is silent in the background.
Sense.
Just a spoiler
right,
there.
Right.
But that's coming up. But first, ABC, yes, is in fact doing a Bachelor spinoff for senior citizens.
Yes.
So they are looking for the grumpiest old men and the goldenest girls. And they are going to try to find love. So we mentioned this in the last X-Files, and we got some calls from some ladies who are super interested.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be funny. Like, kind of like really old, like grumpy old men, like Sophia Loren and who's that weird guy that was in Grumpy Old Men?
I don't remember.
It'll occur to me by the end of your X-Files.
So I think that it could be funny. I think that it'll be a whole different I don't think there's going to be as much drama as there is.
I don't think there will be as many pillow fights in lingerie.
Probably not.
I'm hoping not.
Fingers crossed. Okay. You know the new Baby Yoda, those little animatronic Baby Yodas? Sold out until next December.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was $60. Disney's online store sold out within 24 hours. So forget it. Maybe you'll be able to order one for Christmas, like in December. But that'll probably go super fast, too. So, yeah. You know, good luck. And then finally, or do you have an update on
Walter Matthau?
Walter Matthau.
Yeah. Oh, and Jack Lemmon. But yeah.
Yes.
If it's a show of Walter Matthau hitting on ladies, I'm all in.
And all right. So Brad Paisley posted on his Insta along with Tim McGraw, Darius Rucker and Jimmy Allen.
Wow.
All right. They were all hanging out together for a late night family tradition jam. If you know this song, I want you to yell the backup in your car.
Why do you drink?
Tim McGraw, Darius Rucker, Jimmy Allen, all hanging out with Brad Paisley. Brad posted, fun fact, that's Little Jimmy Dickens, Hank Jr. decanter, and it's empty. And also, leg lamp in the background is a major award.
Of course he would have a leg lamp.
Coming up in the next X-Files, Garth Brooks calls in.
True.
Right.
Wow.
So be with us because he's Garth. So he could really call at any moment. He's supposed to call right around the time for the X-Files, like in an hour.
But like you said, it's Garth. When he calls and we go on with Garth.
Exactly.
Yeah. Andy's X-Files brought to you by Davis Honda. Feel the Davis difference at Davis Honda in Burlington, DavisHonda.net.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.